I am Srinivas Gokulnath. I am a peacekeeper with UNMISS. I am a doctor here with UNMISS. I take care of patients who are going to be evacuated by air.
It's very good to have you on Radio Miraya. And you are someone who is so passionate about ultra-cycling, and you have quite a number of records here. Briefly, let's talk about how fashion can transform an individual for the good. Why is it important for someone to have a fashion?
There are very few people in the world for whom passion and profession are the same. The rest of the people in the world, they have a professional life, and there is something else, that feeling of missing something in their lives. So passion is the solution, is the answer for that feeling of missing something which is very close to their heart, yet they don't know what it is. So passion gives an opportunity for these individuals to explore themselves deep within, and passion gives an opportunity to find a special person or a superhero within these individuals. So finding a special person or an inspiration within you can happen only through passion.
Mm-hmm. And you are one of the most accomplished army officer and a doctor here. What was that one thing that you felt was missing? That's something that, you know, you're working, you have not a very bad background, you know, but you still feel there was that something missing in you. What was that?
Yeah, so that is where, you know, that feeling of missing something is very difficult to explain. So when you are cycling, when I am on my bicycle, when I am doing, or when I am on my bike, when I started cycling, I did small distances, for example, 100 kilometers. When I did 100, I say, why not I do 200? I keep pushing my limits. So it gave me an opportunity to push my own limits. You know, that's how I came to know about this race, that is Race Across America.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this Race Across America. Why is it so special to you and in finding your passion?
Yeah. See, Race Across America is the world's toughest ultra-cycling race. It involves cycling 5,000 kilometers from the west coast of America to the east coast. It involves cycling through deserts, through mountainous terrain, through plains, and back to mountains, and then you reach the east coast. It crosses three time zones. To do this distance of 5,000 kilometers in 12 days, a rider has to spend around 22 hours clocking 450 kilometers and sleep as little as 2 hours for the next 12 days. So this race is a time trial race. The clock does not stop for any reason for the next 12 days. There are only 337 people who have done this race successfully in the past 38 years of the history of the race.
Mm-hmm. And you were one of the people who have completed the race. But that was not the first time. You just didn't do it in the first attempt. Tell us, what kept you coming back? How did you just want to finish it and not give up from the first attempt?
No doubt, now I am the first Indian to finish this race successfully in 2017. But I have a story to tell you what happened.
Please,
in when I came to know about this race in 2009, that there is such a race existing, I got very fascinated. And I said, one fine day, I want to do this race. In 2014, I was lucky to ride from northern tip of India to the southern tip of India, that is around a distance of 4,000 kilometers in 15 days and set a national record. I felt I was nearing my dream, you know. Then I thought about Race Across America. I qualified for Race Across America through a qualification race in India, which involves 640 kilometers of racing in 30 hours. I did that race and then I qualified for Race Across America. I am a self-funded athlete. I save for my races from my salary. I take help from my family and friends, and I do my races at my own time. I train early in the morning, because I'm a doctor, you know, I have a busy schedule, but I train early in the morning, and then that's how I was training for Race Across America in 2016. In this race, in 2016, I could cycle 4,250 kilometers and I was short of 750 kilometers and was left with 26 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I was sad and dejected that I did not finish the race successfully in 2016. At that point, my crew member was my wife. Mm-hmm. She said, let's go to the finish line and let's see how finishers relish success, what success means to you. So it sounded very weird at that moment. Why is my wife asking me to go to the finish line and see what finish means? So we went to the finish line to just to see what finish means. At that point, there was this race director who was at the banquet hall. I met him at the doorway. He asked me, did you get a taste of RAM? I took it in a very sarcastic manner. It did hurt me at that point. Before I could respond, my wife spontaneously, she said, he's going to come back and he's going to be the first Indian to finish this race successfully. I was shocked to hear the spontaneity of her response. I was surprised to understand that she is more desirous of me being at the finish line. Mm-hmm. That is the time that I decided that yes, I'm going to come back and finish this race. So I trained very hard. I made use of my failure for transformation. I made use of my failure to learn more about the sport. The respect for the race got much bigger. The humility became much bigger. I tried to connect with people who have done this race before. So I made use of my failure every single day. I treasured my failure for the good. I nurtured my desire and I started to visualize my journey to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day was a blessing. Every single day I did something or the other towards planning, towards training, and to visualize the race to an extent that my desire was so big that all my passwords of my emails and social media accounts were, I will do it 2017 100%. When I reached the start line in 2017, at the start line of the race, I had a very strong desire, very strong belief, very sharp focus, and very strong team to be at the finish line. At the start line, I was visualizing the finish line of the race. This was the major difference between 2016 and 2017. In 2016, all my efforts were to make it to the start line of the race.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2017, I could visualize the finish. I could visualize the success being at the start line of the race.
Yes. And you went all the way until you finished the race. How did that make you feel, following your fashion and going through all the way being successful?
Yes. The race is a roller coaster race. It does not give you any bit of mercy for you not knowing the race. So my race was an roller coaster race. I went through lots of ups and downs in the race, a lot of issues, because you cross deserts with temperatures of 50 degrees centigrade and temperatures of 5 degrees centigrade, nighttime temperatures of 5 degrees centigrade, rains, hurricanes, you know, crashes. So I had to go through a lot of ups and downs in the race. But the one thing that I learned was, take it bit by bit. If you see the big race, 5,000 kilometers, you break it down into smaller objectives, 100 kilometers, 150 kilometers. When you achieve those smaller objectives, your self-belief keeps increasing. When you do 100 kilometers, wow, I could do 100 kilometers in this time. You're motivated to do the next 100 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
So you simplify the problem into small bits. When you achieve those small bits, your self-belief system keeps growing. So when I kept on doing this, there are so many issues that happens during the race. But I learned that you transform all your problems into challenges. When you start accepting challenges, you focus only on essentials. See, there was heat, there was rain, there was winds. But these were all not under my control. I learned that I should not get affected by things that are not under my control. Rather, I focus on things that are under me. That is, cycling faster, focusing on my nutrition and hydration, mm-hmm. focusing on how to make it to the next 100 kilometers. You know, So the finish line was always there in the mind. So focus on essentials was always playing. I did not allow other factors to affect me. I accepted things as they are. I did not fight with nature. Instead, I made peace with nature and started focusing on my essentials. For an individual to be successful, there are so many people who play a role. Success has many fathers, you know. So for me, there are millions of people, right from my family, right from my friends, right from my, you know, my country, my organization. They've all been a part of it in this journey for me to be successful. You get good people when you are humble. Humility brings in good people. That is all that you need for you to achieve your dream. So that is, humility is that important for you to be successful. It is so important that you believe in the spirit of teamwork. And even though it is, I'm all alone who has cycled race across America, who has done race around Austria, who has cycled, set a record in India. But without my team, I cannot think of achieving. The spirit of teamwork is so important. There are many situations in our life. We plan accordingly. In all these races, I had planned, you know, the way I want. But most of the times, it does not happen the way you want. So that is the time, it's a true test of your character, true test of your strength. So in all these races, you know, there was my bit of bad luck in terms of I had a crash where I had broken four ribs, where I had broken my finger 5 days before the race, broken my bicycles. But the one thing that I was telling myself is hang in there, you will make it. Most of the time, it is, we need to just hang in there in difficult situations and you will sail through.
Great.
The thing is, many of us will give up at that point. Oh, this is a tough situation. You give up on your objective. You give up on your dreams in that small jolt that you get. But I learned through my passion, through my races, that if you hang in there, you will definitely make it. So this is another learning that I learned through this journey. This journey, see, I'm just a normal individual. I'm a normal person, but I'm committed and passionate of finding my deeper self, finding my special self through my passion. The journey is, it is not that what I achieved is important. It is the journey which transformed me. The journey did teach me the power of self-belief, the power of desire, the power of humility, how to treasure failure, how to accept challenges, the spirit of teamwork, you know. So these are the things that I learned in this journey. And I would tell people, by putting my story there, I would tell people that I found my superhero within me through my passion. I would tell people that ask yourself, what is it that you're really missing, which is very close to your heart. Find your passion. Shatter your limits, because most of the limits are created by us. We have to shatter those limits, dig deeper into your own self, and then you will find a special person within you. The journey through your passion is worth taking.